Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this, a look at Wall Street for Tuesday, April 20. Today, that wacky Chinese economy. Then Great Britain reports better unemployment numbers at just 4.9%. All that, and the rest of our corporate results, as well as the latest news on the economy, coming right up. As Americans, we naturally look upon the Chinese economy as not up to the standards of ours. We prefer our free market capitalism to the Chinese centrally planned communism. We point to our higher standard of living and our ability to choose our way of life as preferable to the control of the Chinese demand economy, where freedom is severely limited. But ham-fisted politicians throughout the United States have changed much of that, and their draconian lockdown of so-called non-essential businesses has taken away many of the economic freedoms and opportunities that we used to enjoy. And it's all beginning to show in the numbers, as any comparison of the two great economic superpowers does show. This all occurred to me last night, as yet another normal economic measure came out of China. It was the announcement by the People's Bank of China that they were now holding their prime lending interest rate, the rate charged to the most creditworthy of businesses, at just 3.85%. 3.85. That's a normal and perfectly reasonable interest rate, and one that indicates that the economic leaders in China understand that a loan is a two-way transaction, that lenders, and not just borrowers, need a fair and equitable return for putting their capital at risk. Now, American economic policymakers have apparently forgotten this principle, and so have taken their primary interest rate, the Fed-managed federal funds rate, from which all other interest rates are derived, well, the Fed has taken their principal rate to essentially zero, thus depriving fixed-income investors and lenders of a normal rate of return. This points to the fact that it is currently the Chinese economic policymakers who are steering their economy to a more balanced, even approach. And as I say, it's beginning to show. Take the overall measure of the respective economies, the gross domestic product. Although we won't see the U.S. numbers until next week, it's a pretty good bet that they'll be down for the year. After all three quarters reported so far were down, and that includes the disastrous second quarter, which saw the economy fall at the greatest rate since back in the Great Depression of the 1930s. China, on the other hand, reported a positive growth for 2020, although it was admittedly only just a little over 1%. Or take the unemployment rate. The U.S. unemployment rate under the broadest measure, called U6 unemployment by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, well, U6 unemployment currently stands at over 10%, a number you'll never hear from the mainstream press. This reflects the number of businesses which have been deemed non-essential and thus shut down. Incidentally, U6 unemployment peaked at over 20% at the height of the lockdown last year. Now, while Chinese unemployment is currently at less than 6%. But perhaps the most astonishing measure of the two economies has been their respective money supply numbers. Now, money supply is a direct responsibility of the nation's central bank, and it's clear that the Americans are using money supply as a way to boost our economy. In fact, it's all part and parcel of the American stimulus program, a program that produces an artificial sense of well-being. Well, the reality is that such stimulus is really corrupting most of our measures of the economy, and most especially our measure of GDP. In the U.S., the M1 money stock just prior to the pandemic in February of 2020 stood at roughly $4 trillion. Today, it stands at over $18 trillion. That's an increase of 450%. While a similar measure of the Chinese money supply over the same period shows an increase of less than 5%. I could go on, but I'm sure you get the picture. On one side of the Pacific, a great nation is sailing through this pandemic with an economic performance which by any measure is balanced and normal, producing for its population a predictable and positive economic future. While on the other side of the Pacific, another great nation is participating in some of the most radical and wild economic and fiscal measures ever conceived, replacing jobs with stimulus and commercial activity with asset inflation. One of these two countries is indeed wacky, but I fear it's not the Chinese. Now, in economic news today, in addition to that prime interest rate decision by the Chinese central bank, it held steady at 3.85%, Great Britain also announced their latest unemployment rate. It came in at 4.9%, more than a percentage point below the U.S. unemployment rate. In earnings this morning, all eyes will be turning to the latest results from Johnson & Johnson, as the big vaccine company, although mired in controversy, should show some very positive results. Also reporting this morning from the healthcare sector will be Abbott Labs, as well as Philip Morris. And then this afternoon, high flyer Netflix provides their latest earnings report. And that's our look at Wall Street for Tuesday, April 20. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.